请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午第一节的聚会。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this afternoon first session.
要唱是204首。
Let's sing hymn 204. 204.
一起来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Let us pray together and ask God to guide this afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。请我们来看传道书。
Let us turn to, please turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Verse 2, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
我们看这个英文翻译哈，有两种翻译。
If we look at the English translation, there are two types of meaningless.
中文的虚空有一个翻译叫做 vanity.
There's a term vanity.
那另外一个叫做meaningless.
The other one is meaningless.
其实这两个是很有意思的。
Actually, both of these are very interesting.
虚空就是没有意义。
Meaningless means there's no meaning to it.
那这个传道者先对人生下一个结论。
And this preacher actually made a conclusion of one's life.
所以第二节最后一句话说，凡事都是虚空。
That's why on the last...phrase of verse 2, everything is meaningless.
什么是凡事?
What is everything?
从你出生一直到你断气所做的一切都是空的。
From the day you were born to the day that you have your last breath, everything you do is meaningless.
有一个妈妈打电话给一个传道。
There's a mother who called a preacher.
说你不要讲传道书了。
And said to say, please do not...Speak of the book of Ecclesiastes.
因为我叫我的孩子读书，他说一切都是虚空。
Because I tell my kid to read the to study, but he says everything is meaningless.
这个是我们在讲传道书这个用意不是这个了。
So when we look at this meaningless, it does not mean this.
虚空是消极的。
And meaningless is actually passive.
但是超越虚空是积极的。
But surpassing futility is actually an active.
虚空的自觉是要拆毁我们的旧观念。
The self-realization of meaningless is that to destroy your old concept.
就是没有神，我也可以活得很好，很有价值，很有意义，很满足。
And that is without God, I could still be very content and live with meaning in my life.
传道者给我们下一个结论：如果没有神，你不论做什么。都是没有意义的，是虚空的。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that no matter what we do, without God, everything is meaningless.
那这个拆掉以后，新的才建立起来。
So after we have deconstruct this concept, then we can reconstruct a new one.
那新的是什么？
So what is a new one?
一切要以神为中心。
And that everything has to center on God.
那这样你就超越了虚空。
And through this, you can surpass vanity.
所以我们信耶稣绝对不是说因为有病来祷告一下，病好了就好像把主耶稣当一个备用胎，以后有困难再来求他，这样而已。
So when we come to believe in Christ, he is not just as spare tire that we need when we need him, then we will use him.
And, 有一次我看下雨完了，我们在山东街就在门口留了一大堆雨伞。
One time it was raining and I saw a lot of umbrellas left in the church outside.
聚会前下大雨啊，每个人都带雨伞来。
And before service it was raining hard, so everyone brought umbrella.
聚完会出太阳。
And after the service the sun was out.
大家都忘记雨伞走了。
And everyone forgot their umbrella and left.
所以很多人就把神当雨伞。
So many people they treat God as umbrellas.
要的时候拼命祷告。
When they want God, then they pray very hard.
那生活一顺利，就雨伞忘记了。
And after they have smooth life, then they forget about God.
这个不是我们信仰的目的。
This is not the true goal of our faith.
信仰要让我们从 一件事情的表象看到它的真相。
And faith is from one event we could see the truth through this matter.
人生表象看起来是非常好。
And on the surface, it seems as to everyone, faith is good.
但是真相就是没有神，这是空的，没有意义。
But the truth is that without God, then everything is meaningless.
然后再从这个真相里面要超越。
Yet after realizing this truth, we have to surpass this.
那变成一个很有意义的生活。
And we have to surpass and make this into a very meaningful life.
所以一个真正敬拜神的人。
So a person who really worship God.
他做每一件事情后面的动机跟目的跟一个没有敬拜神是不一样的。
The motivation and the purpose behind what he or she does is different than that of those non-believers.
好，那从第三节开始，这个传道者先谈到人在日光之下劳碌一辈子有什么益处呢？
In verse 3 says, What does a man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
如果你开始上班25岁，你上到65岁。
If you start working from age 25 to age 65,
有什么益处呢？
What is the meaning of this?
我们工作大概有三个原因。
We work for three reasons.
第一个
First,
累积钱财。
To accumulate our wealth.
第二个
Second,
自我实现。
To have a self-fulfilling prophecy.
就是觉得我很有用。
That you're useful.
也不一定为着钱。
And it's not just for the money.
第三个成功跟出名。
Number three is to be successful and to be perhaps famous.
但这三个原因都跟神没有关系。
But all these three reasons and is not related to God.
你可能收入很高。
If you earn a high income,
你可能觉得你很有用。
Perhaps you feel you're a very useful person.
因为公司没有我就倒了。
And the company will collapse without you.
今天成功是因为我。
And your success is dependent on you.
很有用。
That you are a very useful person.
你很可能是很出名。
And that you're a very famous person.
但是这个三个跟神都没有关系。
But all three has no relation with God.
所以到最后一定是空的。
So in the end, everything would be meaningless.
那怎么去超越呢？
So how do we surpass this?
第一个。
First.
要在我们的工作当中荣耀神。
In our work, we must glorify God.
好像但以理。
Just like Daniel.
他是一个宰相。
He is the prime minister.
但是他在做的工作上连这个国王都看得出来神跟他同在。
Whatever work he does, even the king could see that God was with him.
那这个工作就不虚空。
So this work is not meaningless.
因为我们心里的最深处好像是给神做的，不是给人做，我是要荣耀神。
Because in your inmost heart, you know you're doing this for God and not to let people see you.
这是第一个，这样才能够超越虚空。
So this is the first thing, to surpass vanity.
第二个
，Second，
要把我们的工作跟神的工作连在一起。
Second is to connect our work with God.
就是神安排我们在社会上每一个阶层、每一个地方在上班。
Wherever we are and at which level we are at.
就是要借着我们在每一个阶层、每一个地方来传扬他的名。
We can preach the gospel throughout the locations or at whatever level of work we are at.
所以我们有学生到美国来念一个 PhD。五年，但是带三个家庭来信主。
There are some students who came to the U.S. to study PhD, and in the process, they brought three families to the church.
那个读书就不虚空了。
So this studying is not in vain.
因为他已经跟神的工作连在一起。
Because what he does is in connection with God.
我们又在大学教书里面带了好多人来信主。
And there's even professors teaching in a college who have brought many people to Christ.
那教书本身就不虚空了。
So this teaching job itself is not in vain.
因为它已经变成神工作的一部分。
Because this has become part of God's holy work.
第三个。
Third.
要做义工。
We need to do volunteer work.
我多找一些时间做神的工。
We need to find time to do God's work.
那如果我们经济上没有缺乏。
If we do not lack in our wealth.
应该赶快改换跑道服侍神。
We need to change our running track and serve the Lord.
因为这个是最美好的生活方式。
Because this is the most wonderful way to live.
这是第一个，怎么来超越这个虚空的工作。
So this is the first thing, how to surpass the vanity of work.
那第二个
Second,
我们看传道书第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
六节。
Verse
5. 六节谈到太阳。
Verse 5 talks about the sun.
第六节谈到风。
Verse 6 talks about the wind.
第七节谈到江河。
Verse 7 talks about streams.
哦，这个都谈到大自然。
And these all talk about the nature.
所以传道者觉得这个大自然看来看去就是一直在重复一些旧事情。
So Ecclesiastes describes that when you see something over and over again, then this is vain also.
所以第八节。
So verse 8 says,
万事任人应烦啊，人不能说尽，眼看不能饱，耳朵不能足。
All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing.
就是在我们所接触的大自然里面，它找不到有什么意义。
And that is through the nature that we see, we do not find meaning in the nature.
所以看多了也觉得很厌烦。
So when we see a lot of it, when we will become weary.
因为在古代的社会里面，没有人造的东西可以让你花时间在里面。
Because people in the past have created things. Which people cannot dwell too much time on it.
所以你每一天都是看神造的。
So you look at what God has made.
那怎么在这个大自然当中来寻找意义？
So how do you find meaning in nature?
大自然证明神的存在。
Nature represents or verifies God's existence.
这个神就是我们的本。
And that God is Himself.
所以大自然证明有神。
And that Nature proves that God is there.
大自然证明神的伟大。
Nature proves the greatness of God.
所以大自然使我们对神产生敬畏。
So the nature causes us to be fearful of God.
这个就是在这个大自然里面对我们的意义。
So this is what nature brings, how nature brings meaning to us.
第二个。
Second.
在大自然里面我们感受神的爱。
In nature we experience God's love.
遍地充满神的慈爱。
Everywhere we see God's love.
你到月球上。
You go to the moon.
你到任何一个星球上。
You go to any planet.
没有一个星球跟地球一样。
There's not one single planet the same as Earth.
有白天晚上。
There is day and night.
有四季分明。
And there are four seasons.
有风景。
And there are scenic.
有花鸟树木。
And there's trees and there's flowers.
有生命。
And there's life.
这是因为神造我们在这里。
Because God has created us to be here.
哦。所以我们在观看这个大自然。
So when you see this nature,
当你在赞美一个大自然的美妙的时候，你就是在赞美神。
When you're praising how beautiful the nature is, then you're praising God.
这个就是神的慈爱。
And this is the love of God.
所以我们对大自然各个感受神的慈爱，我们天天才会过着感恩。
So when we can experience how wonderful nature is, then we will be thankful every day.
啊，不是说啊，我有钱我就买到圣何塞，说啊，这个地方过得很好，都是我。
And it's not if you have money, you want to purchase land here and then live a good life in San Jose.
这个天气很好。
Even though the weather is great.
这是神的慈爱。
This is God's mercy.
我们活在这里，天天感谢神。
So we live on this earth, we thank God every day.
那大自然对我们就有意义。
So this nature has meaning to us.
第三个。
Three.
在神创造的大自然里面。
In the nature that God has created.
我们可以看到人的尊贵。
We can see how God has see humans as being the most noble.
所以主耶稣说，你们岂不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
And Jesus even says, are you not even greater than sparrows?
你看动物园里面。
You see the zoo.
关着大象。
There are, in cages are elephants.
关着豹，关着老虎。
And there are leopards and there are lions.
让谁看？
For who to see?
让人看啊。
For humans to look at.
但是人是比豹、老虎都没有力量的。
But humans do not have equal strength as that of lions.
圣经说。
The Bible says,
神所创造的万物都交给人了。
That whatever God has created, has been under the rule of human.
哦，所以，在神创造的万物当中，人变成最大。
So among
最宝贵。
All the creation God has created, human beings are the greatest in status.
那既然神这么爱我们。
So God loves us so much.
所以我们在观看万物当中，我们对神就会有一种信托、交托。
So when we look at nature, we feel a sense of reliance.
如果神养活飞鸟。
So if God is able to feed the birds in the air,
神也会养活我。
Then God will feed us too.
如果神让百合花这么漂亮。
And God caused the lily to be so beautiful.
神也会看顾我。
Then God will take care of us.
所以我们在观看大自然当中。
So when we look at the nature,
我们感受神造我们的尊贵。
We experience how God sees us as noble.
对神有一种信托。
And we have a sense of reliance for Him.
这样我们再看大自然就不虚空了。
So when we look at nature, we won't feel meaningless.
原来这是有意义的。
Because there is meaning in nature.
那我们现在来看第三个。
So let's look at.
我们要超越历史的虚空。
We need to transcend futility of history.
我们先来看。
Let's look at.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1,
第九节
verse 9.
已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。第十节
verse 10.
岂有一个人啊？岂有一件事人能指着他说这是新的呢？哪知在我们以前的世代早就有了。
Verse 9, what has been will be again, what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new. It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十一节。
Verse 11.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come, who will not be remembered by those who follow.
第九节到十一节就是在讲历史。
From verses 9 through 11 talks about history.
什么是历史？
What is history?
以人的历史来讲，你活的每一天把它加起来就是你的历史。
What is history? And it is when you add all the days of your life, that is history.
你活八十岁，你的历史就是八十年。
If you live a lifespan of 80 years old, then your history is 80 years old.
那对人类的历史来讲。
So for the human history.
从神造人的那一天一直到现在。
From the day God created human and to now.
这几千年来。
All these thousands of years.
合起来叫做历史。
And these thousands of years that have passed is called history.
那这个传道人就要想，我的存在在整个人类的历史当中到底有什么意义？
So the writer of Ecclesiastes causes to ponder what is the meaning of my existence in this whole history.
这个值得我们来想。
This is worthy of our ponder.
因为人跟动物不同，动物只要吃得饱就好了。
We are different from animals because animals are satisfied with just food.
那人会去思想。
But human beings think.
会想它的意义在哪里。
They think about the meaning of what they do.
结果他发现了两点呢，证明人生是没有意义的。
And、
这个人的历史是没有意义的。
They found two things that caused them to think that human life is meaningless.
第一个。
First.
我们活着没有一件是新事。
That there's nothing new under the sun.
第二件事情。
Second.
从结论来说。
If we look at the conclusion.
没有一个人纪念我们。
No one will remember us.
他特别提到，已过的世代没有人纪念。
And especially mentions here, there's no remembrance of men of old.
那这样推啊，将来的世代也不会有人纪念。
So if you look at this, then the future generation, their people will not remember them also.
请问你祖父什么名字？
Do you remember your ancestor, grandfather?
我想大部分人都知道。
Perhaps you, everyone knows.
你祖父的爸爸什么名字？哎，这个就难了。
Who is your great grandfather? This is probably more difficult.
我想大部分人都不知道。
Perhaps most of you don't know.
如果你知道，再问他爸爸什么名字。
And if you keep asking the father before your great grandfather,
全部不知道。
Then you do not know them.
所以超过四代。
So beyond four generations ago,
全部被忘记了。
They will all be forgotten.
我们没有纪念。
We have not remembered.
因为事情太多，你还去纪念那个做什么？
There are too many things to remember. Why would you remember those?
照相照得很多，你有时间去看吗？
If you take a lot of pictures, do you have time to look at all the pictures?
我每次到哪里开会，就是给我一个 CD， 这个纪念，那个纪念，纪念一大堆，我没有时间去看。
Every time I go to any meeting, they would give me a CD with lots of pictures, but I do not have time to look at those pictures.
那如果四代以前的人我们都忘光了。
If we have forgotten four generations ago.
哎，你很爱你孩子，他会纪念你。
You love your child, and your child will love you.
你很爱你孙子，他会认识你。
And you love your your grandchild, and he or she will remember you.
但是如果你有机会看到你的那个叫什么孙子的孩子。
If you have an opportunity to live, so you see your great grandkids.
哇，很高兴。
You're very happy.
但是他长大以后，他根本就忘记你啊。
But after they grow up, they'll probably forget you.
因为已过的世代没有人纪念，将来的世代也没有人纪念。
Because people do not remember generation of the past, and they will not remember generation future generation.
连我们最亲的家人，我们都纪念不了。
Even our closest family member, we probably do not remember.
那我们存在这个社会里面，谁会纪念我们
？So when we exist in this world, who remembers us?
所以我们的存在好像天上的流星，瞬间很亮就过去了。
And our existence is just like the falling star. Once it falls, then it's gone.
过来，我们晚上看着看很亮的星星，谁会去纪念那个流星过去的
？When we look at the stars in heaven, who's going to remember the falling star?
所以这个是人生的事实。
So this is the truth of human life.
那在这样没有人纪念的情况下，请问你活着是做什么
？So in this generation which is not we are not remembered, then what is the meaning in our lives?
我们在整个人类的历史里面到底有什么意义
？So what is the meaning of our life in human history?
这个就是传道书要我们来思想的。
And this is what Ecclesiastes wants us to think about.
有一次啊，我去拜访一个年老的弟兄。
One time I went to see an elderly brother.
他在美国啊，学位相当高。
He has a very high degree in the U.S.
在工作场所啊，职位也相当高。
And he also has a very high position at his work.
我想他工作也相当不错。
So I think he has pretty, he has a good job.
但是在他离世的前两年呢，三年。
But three years before he passed away.
因为他的病啊，他家人也没有帮我看顾，就送到养老院里去。
Because of his illness, his family members could not take care of him, so they sent him to the nursing home.
所以一个床
，one bed，
一个桌子
，one table，
一个电视
，and one TV，
再来就是一个那个书架
，and of course a bookshelf。
那书架里面呢，就很多他从小照到年纪大的照片。
And on this bookshelf, you see the display of pictures from when he was little to when he was old.
还有很多电影的片。Video 的片
and he has some videos.
这个就是他的历史
and that's his history.
哇，这个就是人生的写照
and this is the reflection of his life.
那你可以想想看，当一个人死了以后
，so after one person passes away，
孩子还有感情，可能这个照片放在家里面
，and your child will probably remember you because of you, your child loves you and has pictures.
孩子过去了。
And when your child passes away，
换孙子翻来翻去，这里面有没有我放到 garage？
And the grandchild will probably look at the picture and forget and then put it in the garage.
那孙子过去了。
And after grandchild.
换曾孙。
And the great grandchild.
这是谁啊？这个空间太可贵啊，大门。
And this is such a precious space we need, so they put everything in the garage.
你看我们家里面有几张是我们三代以前照的照片
？How many pictures do we have in our families?Of three generations or more.
然后我们就知道三代以后会怎么对待我们在所照的照片。
So we know that three generations in the future, we know how they will treat with the pictures we have taken.
那这一切事实都告诉我们一件事情。
And all these truths tell us one thing.
如果人想要被人纪念，这是绝对会失望的。
If you want to be remembered, then you will be greatly disappointed.
因为我们也不纪念人，也没有人纪念我们。
Because we do not remember others, and we will not be remembered.
所以在整个人类的历史里面，我们的存在是不重要的。
So in the whole human history, our existence is not important.
有我们没有多什么，少我们一个没有少什么。
It is not important that we exist or there's one few of us.
那在历史里面，到底我们存在有什么价值？
So what is our meaning in our existence in history?
如果没有神
if there is no God,
就没有价值
then there is no meaning.
你死你活都一样
You die and then whether you die or live, you're still the same.
那但是这样我们要超越
But we need to surpass.
要超越这个历史对我们没有意义的这个事实
We need to transcend the fact that we are meaningless in history of humankind.
首先我们来看圣经里面讲神纪念亚伯拉罕
So let us look how God remembered Abraham.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕，正在倾覆罗德所住之城。就打发罗德从倾覆中出来。这里说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
Here in verse 29 says God remembered Abraham.
那这个神纪念亚伯拉罕，不是说纪念那个时候就忘记了。
And this does not mean that after he remembered him, then he forgot again.
啊，到了出埃及记。
Up all the way to Exodus.
啊，以色列百姓受苦。
The Israelites suffered.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter two.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter two.
二十四。
Verse 24.
啊，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念。他与亚伯兰、以撒所立的约，神纪念亚伯兰。
God heard their groans and He remembered His covenant with Abraham.
那从亚伯兰活着那个世代，一直到出埃及记第二章，到底有多久呢
？From the generation that Abraham was in to the book of Exodus, how many generations passed?
雅各搬家到埃及地以后，以色列百姓在埃及大概四百五十年。
After Jacob, he moved to Egypt, probably 400 years passed.
所以从亚伯拉罕到出埃及记第二章最少500年。
So from Genesis or Abraham's time to Exodus, it's probably 600 years.
这个500年已经换到差不多五个世代以上。
Perhaps five generations have passed.
谁记得亚伯兰
？Who remembered Abraham？
但神纪念他。
But God remembered him。
哦，那这个神的纪念呢？不是说到了出埃及记第二章就结束了。
So God's remembering of Abraham does not end in Exodus chapter two。
主耶稣在讲来主、财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
When Jesus was talking about the parable of the rich man and Lazarus。
那个拉撒路死了。
Lazarus had died。
在哪里？
Where?
在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
In the bosom of Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕并虽然从人的历史消失。
Although Abraham has actually passed away from in the human.
但是他在神的那个神国度的历史他还存在。
In the human history, but in God's history, he has not disappeared.
神纪念他。
God remembered him.
他在神的国还活着。
And he still exists in God's kingdom.
所以这个就是亚伯兰超越地面人类历史虚空的一个方法。
So this is how Abraham transcends the futility of history of this human history.
就是要让神来纪念我们。
And that is to allow God to remember him.
那神会怎么会纪念我们一个卑微的人呢
？So why would God remember the lowly us?
啊，以赛亚书四十章说，我们的存在好像微尘。
In Isaiah says that our existence is like the dust.
空中很多微尘，你看不到。
There are a lot of dust in the air, and you can't see it.
因为太小了。
Because so minute.
我们的存在跟微尘一样。
And our existence is just like the dust.
那为什么神会纪念一个这么微小的人？
So why would God remember such minute, such lowly us?
圣经里面记载。
The Bible records.
亚伯拉罕相信神。
That Abraham believed in God.
先看创罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神。这就算为他的义。
Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰相信神。
That Abraham believed God.
这个就是人跟神连在一起建立关系的一个基础，一个开始。
This is the beginning of how human established relationship with God.
他相信神。
He believed God.
他跟神的就连在一起了。
And so he's connecting himself with God.
这个就是超越人类历史虚空的一个开始。
So this is the beginning of transcending futility of human history.
罗马书第三章说离开神。
So Romans chapter 3 says leaving God.
所以第一章啊，所以人一切的第一章二十一节哈。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
一切的思念都变成虚妄。
That after they departed from God, then their thinking became futile.
人一切的想法如果没有神，那个想法都是空的。
If one's thinking is not that of God, then it is futile.
但是亚伯兰的头脑里面，
but in Abraham's mind,
他相信有神，
he believes God,
而且他敬畏神，
and he fears God.
在他的心里面，神最大，
in his heart, God is the greatest.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
因为神说，你把独生儿子给我，
because God says, give me your only son.
就是 年老所生的。
And that is the one that you that was born to you when you're at advanced age.
没有一个比亚伯兰的独生儿子对他来讲更宝贵的。
There's no one more precious to Abraham than his only son.
因为圣经说这是他所爱的。
Because the Bible says that this is one whom he loves.
但是因为他敬畏神。
But because he feared the Lord.
所以神对他讲的话就有分量。
So whatever God said to him has weight in his mind.
不是参考。
This is not just a reference.
神对他讲的话就是一种命令。
And this is a command to him.
虽然他爱他的孩子。
Although he loves his child a lot.
但是他愿意把他所爱的献给神。
But he is willing to give God something he loves dearly.
就因为这个样子, 神是天上的福气给他, 也地上的福气给他。
God grants him blessings from heaven and from earth.
今天我们怎么能够超越历史的虚空？
So today, how do we transcend the futility of history?
我们要超越地上的历史，进到属灵的。
We need to transcend the history of this earth and go beyond into the spiritual realm.
圣经说，看得见的是暂时的。
And the Bible says that what you see is temporary.
看得见就是地上的历史。
And what you see is the history of the world.
看不见是永远的。
What you can't see is forever, everlasting.
看不见是属灵的神的国里面的历史。
Whatever you cannot see is spiritual, and that is history in the heavenly kingdom.
那个是永远的。
And that is everlasting.
所以活在地上有机会来相信神, 我们才能够超越地上的虚空。
So if we have opportunity, we believe in God, then we have the opportunity to transcend this futility of the world.
因此我们一个信神的人，我们绝对不要羡慕外面的人。
So as a believer of God, we should not envy other people, non-believers.
我信耶稣信到这样，好像什么没有什么成就。
That we are believers, but we seem to not have been successful on this earth.
你看他没有信耶稣，世上辉煌腾达。
You see that successful person, probably he's a non-believer.
他的辉煌腾达只是人类历史里面一个一闪的光就过去了。
And the success of this person, non-believer, is probably just a burst of light and it's gone.
从永恒的历史来讲是没有意义的。
And from this history of eternity, there is no meaning.
但是虽然你很平凡,
although you're very plain,
你在属灵的那个历史里面,
but in the spiritual history,
是神纪念的。
God will remember you.
因为神有一个生命册。
Because God has a book of life.
都要把你的名字写在上面, 为着神所做的都要写在里面。
He will write whatever you have done for him in his book of life.
你为世界上所做的会被忘记。
Whatever you do for this earth will be forgotten.
但是我们为神所做的, 神会纪念。
But whatever we have done for God, he will remember.
所以你看那个少年的财主,
so you see this young wealthy man.
他要得永生。
He wants eternal life.
他希望活到永远。
He wants to live forever.
他很富足。
And he's very wealthy.
但是他的富足是在地上的。
But his wealth is of this earth.
这是会过去的。
And that will pass.
主耶稣指示他一个方法。
So Jesus recommended him.
你要怎么超越地上的富足?
How do you surpass the wealth of this world?
进到永恒的富足。
And to enter into the wealth of the eternity.
你要变卖你的，分给穷人。
You have to sell everything you have and give it to the poor.
你要再来跟从我。
And come and follow me.
结果这个少年小主就悠悠愁愁离开耶稣。
So this young wealthy man, he went away very sad.
主耶稣给他机会。
Jesus gave him an opportunity.
但是他选择放弃了。
But he gave up this opportunity.
我们今天可能不是很多的钱财。
Perhaps we're not wealthy.
但是我们每一个人都有钱啊。
But we are still, we have some wealth.
我们每一个人都有才能。
And we also are very talented.
我们每一个人都有时间。
And we have time.
在某一方面来讲, 我们都是财主。
In some perspectives, we are all wealthy people.
但是如果我们没有把这个我们神给我们的一切能够超越地上的虚空, 进到永恒的这个实在的这种价值里面, 我们会虚空的。
But if the meaning that we grasp hold of is cannot transcend to that of a spiritual realm, then everything is meaningless.
所以我们要把握现在。
So we need to take hold of the opportunity we have now.
把神所给我们的用在神的事情上。
Whatever God has given to us, we need to use it on God's matter.
那这一切为着神所做，都在生命册上，将来我们在天国要领受奖赏。
And everything we do will be written in the book of life, and we will receive our reward in heavenly kingdom later.
这叫做超越历史的虚空。
And this is so-called transcending the futility in history.
因为神要纪念我们。
Because God will remember us.
他在生命册上记载我们的名字。
He will record our name in the book of life.
他要帮我们为他所做的全部都记载在上面。
And he will record everything we have done for him in the book of life.
先看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们劳苦在主里面是不徒然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves full to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
这里讲我们为主的劳苦不徒然。
Here says that our work for the Lord is not in vain.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要纪念。
Because God will remember.
那这个这五十八节是一个结论。
So, verse 58 is a conclusion.
十五章的开始就在讲复活。
And chapter 15 is talks about resurrection.
他讲基督的复活。
And talks about the resurrection of Christ.
然后谈到我们的复活。
Then continues to talk about our resurrection.
复活使我们进到来世的盼望里面。
So we resurrect so that we can, we could go into the future hope.
所以因为有复活的盼望，我们才能够超越今生历史的虚空。
Because we have this hope for the eternal life in the future, then we can transcend every futility of today.
所以最聪明的人是什么人？
So who is the wisest person?
不是所罗门享尽人间的享乐，然后用虚空结束。
It is not to have pleasure like King Solomon on this earth and then end his life with this vanity.
最聪明的人是用神所给我们的恩典来用在神的事情上。
And the wisest person is to use God's grace and to put it into, to put it back into God's matter.
好像保罗在要离世以前，他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Just like before Paul passed away, he says that there is a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
因为他把神给他的，为神打美好的仗。
Because he has given, he has put out and fight a good fight for whatever God has given him.
他把神给他的来跑那个当跑的路。
And he has given a good race.
然后他为着神来持守这个信仰。
And he has upheld his faith for God.
所以神给我们机会。
So God gave us this opportunity.
怎么超越虚空？
How do we transcend futility?
但是在乎我们愿意不愿意把握。
It depends on whether we want to take hold of this opportunity or not.
所以我们怎么超越虚空？
So how do we transcend this futility?
就是要让神纪念我们。
And it is like God remember us.
在生命册上有份。
And that we have our name recorded in the book of life.
那这个超越这个地上的虚空，是因为主耶稣来世界。
We can transcend this futility of the world because of Jesus.
在主耶稣还没有来以前，
Before Jesus came,
一切都是空的。
Everything is in vain.
但是主耶稣来以后，
After he came,
不一定一切都是空的。
Not everything is in vain.
因为主耶稣已经把神的国从天上带到地上来。
Because Jesus has brought God's kingdom from heaven to earth. Earth,
使我们在地上跟他的国有份。
So that we have part in his heavenly kingdom.
他的国是永恒的。
And his kingdom is eternal.
所以我们今天可以超越虚空，是因为主耶稣来地上为我们开了一条路。
We can transcend futility on this earth because Jesus has opened a door for us.
为我们开一条新的生活方式。
He has opened a new way of life for us.
所以我们的生活要改变。
So we need to transform our lives.
我们不要从外面的人照抄他们的生活。
We cannot replicate people's life outside this world.
因为他们是没有盼望的。
Because they have no hope.
怎么可以照他们的生活方式抄呢？
How can we imitate their lifestyle?
他们是没有神的。
They have no God.
你怎么可以照他的生活方式抄呢？
How can you imitate their life?
怎么可以照他的人生理想照抄呢？
And how can you imitate their life goals?
我们是有希望的。
We have hope.
我们是有理想的。
We have goals for life.
我们是有永生的。
And we have eternal life.
所以我们要从圣经来建立另外一套新的生活方式。
So we have to transform our life and establish a new life with teaching the Bible.
我们的生活才不会虚空。
Then we will not have a vain life.
所以传道书不是要叫我们消极。
The book of Ecclesiastes does not tell us to be in a passive mode.
是要叫我们认识人生的虚空而过积极的超越。
And it is to recognize that our life is vain, so we need to surpass this and live an active life.
好，我们再回来看传道书第一章。
So let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9.
已有的事后来必再有，已行的事后来必再行，日光之下没有新事。
What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun.
我们人活着大概有一个公式可以套。
When we live in this world, we probably have a logic cycle of our life.
Formula. 是不是
formula.
就差不多从五六岁一直到二十二岁读书。
From age 5 to age 22, we devote our time to study.
那你如果要读高一点，你那个读到五二十六七岁。
If you want to study more, then you will probably study until 27.
然后二十六七岁，上班到六十五岁。
And then from about 20, age 26 or 27, you work until you're 60 or something.
那在这个其中大概就是找对象、成家、养孩子。
And in the span of life, we probably want to have a family, and you also want to have children.
那六十五岁以后就是退休养老。
After 65 years old, you want to retire and live a retired life.
退休的前半期身体很健康，钱很多，环游世界。
And before you retire, you're very healthy, so you go around, you travel around the world.
退休的中半期体力衰退，所以在家。
So after you're retired.You probably your health declines, so you stay at home.
退休的后半期大概是养老院。
And the last part of your retirement is you spend it in the nursing home.
日光之下没有新事。
There's no new thing under the world.
你到什么年纪，大概做什么事情，这个已经人活出来的。
When you're at a certain age, you will lead a certain life, and this is actually a formula.
没有几个能够超越这个公式的。
And no one can actually surpass this formula.
这个就是人的虚空。
So this is why it is a vanity of human life.
那在这个人活出来的这个公式里面呢，你每一天在重复相同的事情。
In this formula of human life, you constantly living a pattern. Same thing.
早上起来吃饭。
You wake up and you eat.
吃完饭上班。
After you eat breakfast, you go to work.
上完饭，上班完下班。
After you work, you get off work.
下班煮饭吃饭。
And then you get off work and then you eat.
吃完饭看看电视睡觉。
And then you watch a little TV and you go to sleep.
那礼拜一到礼拜五就是这样。
And you go through the same thing from Monday through Friday.
礼拜六 shopping.
And Saturday shopping day.
礼拜天打球。
And Sunday's probably basketball sports.
就一年五十二个礼拜就这样，差不多没有新事，就是天天这样在重复。
In 52 weeks, you go through this cycle. There's nothing new.
那怎么办
？So what do you do?
人生就是这样。
This is how life.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
但是
，However，
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十七节
，verse 17，
第五章十七节
，verse chapter 5 verse 17。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新了。
The old has gone and all become new.
对，日光之下没有新事。
Although under the sun, there's nothing new.
我们的肉体活在日光之下。
Although our bodies live under the sun,
看起来没有新事。
And it seems there's nothing new.
但是我们的心是活在灵界里面。
But our heart lives in the spiritual realm.
灵界里面就是活在基督里面。
When we live in spiritual realm, we live in Christ.
那活在基督里面，一切都变成新的。
And whenever we live in Christ, then everything becomes new.
所以怎么让你这样重复那个很单调的生活，天天有新的感受，天天有新的感恩？就是要在基督里面。
So how do you have a new life every day, even when you live in a mundane life, and that is to live in Christ.
举一个例子来说。
An example.
你看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
这个夫妻如果想法不一样，很痛苦的。
It is painful for a couple to have different thinkings.
哦，那你如果要带你先生来信主，带久了以后很疲倦。
If you want to bring your husband to Christ, and after a very long time, you will be very weary.
所以这个夫妻在一起变成说，啊，结婚已经几年了，天天就看那个相同的面孔，反正那个人也是个性都是不会改变，所以到最后食之无味，弃之可惜。
So it's as if you have lived with a couple has seen each other every day for many years, and everything seems to be the same. So there's nothing new.
哦，所以很多年老的夫妻他搬开，在先生一边，太太住一边，他也不会 miss 一家的，因为反正这个已经几十年了，没有什么味道。
And many old couples they probably separate them, they live separately because they know each other's characters and they don't miss each other.
有哪一个你那个墙壁挂的那个日历到第二年没有换的呢？
Is there a couple that doesn't change the calendar?
但是基督里面就变成新的了。
But when you're in Christ, you become a new person.
所以这个第一节说。
So verse
1. 哦，说不信从道理的丈夫，因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
It says that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of the wife.
妻子的品性是什么？
What is the behavior of wife?
第二节，
verse 2.
贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
That their purity and reverence of their lives.
第四节，
verse 4.
在长久温柔安静的心。
And that is inner self, unfading beauty of gentle, quiet spirit.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
我们开始听道理。
We listen to God's words.
我们开始祷告。
And we pray.
我们开始要改变我们自己。
We try to change ourselves.
结果我们的先生跟我住在一起。
And our husbands live with us.
就开始，诶，我太太不一样了。
And so the husband might think that the wife has transformed.
每一天都在我们身上发现新的优点。
And we'll find new good things about the wife.
新的美德。
And the new virtues.
那你就发现了，你的先生会对你很好奇。
And your husband, and a husband will be very curious about
wife. 有时候太太会对先生很好奇。
Because the wife is curious about the husband.
信耶稣真的改变了。
After he believes in Christ, he has transformed.
那他内心会感动。
And because he has been moved.
他的内心感动就是他在改变。
And when one is being moved, then one is changing.
那改变就是新的。
And changing is new.
所以在基督里面，一切都变成新的。
So everything becomes new in Christ.
老夫老妻关系也变成新的。
Even though you have been married for many years, a couple can feel that they're new.
因为在基督里面，两个人的生命都在成长。
Because both people are growing in Christ.
那我们在基督里面成长，每一天有感恩的心。
So when we grow both.Grow in Christ, and we are all thankful.
你看到一朵花，你也感谢神。
When you see a flower, you're thankful.
你得到一个东西，你也感谢神。
And when you receive something, you're very thankful.
那你就发现你跟神的关系是越来越亲近。
And you find that you're more intimate with God.
那种神同在的甜美越来越多。
And you feel how wonderful it is when God abides with you.
所以工作是一样。
So although the work is the same.
但是内心那种甜美、平安、喜乐越来越多，是不一样。
The sweetness and the joy and the peace in your heart is even more, and you feel different.
所以在日光之下没有新事，但是我们的心呢，天天都是新的。
So under the sun, there's nothing new, but our heart in Christ will be new.
那我们活着一辈子就不会虚空。
Then we will not lead this life in vain.
所以在主耶稣里面。
So in Christ.
我们要超越虚空。
We need to surpass futility.
超越历史的虚空。
Surpass futility in history.
这是可能的。
And this is possible.
神给我们有这个机会。
And God gave us this opportunity.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们唱一首诗。
Let us sing him.
85首。
85.
我来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
阿门。
阿门。
我们休息到3:20。
We will rest until 3:20.